Chapter 1, He Gave Me HIV. Alicia took another look at the printed results in her hands and blinked a few times. She gulped through a lump that was forming in her throat. She couldn't believe what she was seeing. The results actually said positive.
Jesus! I'm HIV positive! Jesus!
Her thoughts immediately shifted to her husband, who could be the only culprit. Though she hadn't been a virgin when they had met, he was the only one she had been with sexually for the last 10 years. A tear ran down her cheek, followed by another, and then the trickle became a flood. She had known this could happen. She had been warned by her sister and her best friend about her husband's cheating ways, and that if she intended to stay with the man she knew was cheating on her, then she had better insist on protection. But that only meant that she never got to have sex, ever. Adrian had this small problem of erectile dysfunction, and whenever he strapped on a condom, he lost his hard-on. He grumbled all the time about it, and often used that as a reason to deny her of sexual pleasure whenever he managed to keep his erection while strapped. He would come in a minute, and usually she just wanted him to finish and be satisfied because of the pain of not being lubricated enough, which meant that he didn't even have much time before she rejected his member from her body. It had been a month since she had approached him for sex. She was trying to work on her marriage. She was familiar with the saying that once sex goes down the drain, the marriage was sure to follow. Before that time, it had been 3 months since they had had sex, and each time she had initiated it because she was lonely and she had needs. Even though she knew she wasn't likely to be satisfied, at least she was making the effort to rekindle their spark. He hadn't initiated sex with her in at least a year, and she knew it was because he really liked his new mistress. With the others, he had tried to cover up his actions, pretending that she still meant something to him. But with Estelle, he made no pretense of his affair and didn't try to deceive her that she had any part of his heart any longer. He was only in the marriage for his kids. 3 kids, 2 girls and a boy, which she had given him because she thought she could earn his love with them. She had been pregnant when they got married and had given birth to Amy 6 months later. After a year's gap, she had taken in again and given birth to Amanda. But Adrian wasn't satisfied. He wanted a boy. By then, she already knew that he was having affairs. Her suspicions had been stirred since their first year, but piqued by rumors of him with other women. And one of them was from a direct source, her best friend, who was an acquaintance to one of the women he was toasting. She had confronted him about it at the time, and he had lied through his teeth. Then she found a condom hidden in his shoe, and it wasn't the sort they bought. She knew then that he was a liar. She had confronted him about the condom, but he had excused it away, saying he didn't know how it got there, and that was all the explanation she had gotten. She had stopped believing him then, and she knew he wasn't about to change either, but she had 2 toddlers and no money of her own. She had withdrawn then, emotionally. That was the only way to survive the pain. She had focused on her children until Amanda turned 4 and it was no longer enough that she was a mother. She wanted to work, but Adrian wouldn't hear of it. Still, she opened an account with Fiverr to offer freelance work so she could have some money of her own. It was slow at first, but she started getting some demand for her business. Then, Adrian had come to her, talking about how he wanted to fix their marriage and he was sorry and all that. He said he wanted to have another baby and he wanted a boy, as if she was in control of the sex. She had agreed on the condition that he got tested first, and he was clean. She had taken in quickly, and for a while, it seemed like the awful 7 years of their marriage had never happened. He had been so excited when he found out that it was a boy and had showered her with so much love and attention. After Andrew was born, Adrian gave Alicia another devastating news. He had met someone and he was in love. She was the love of his life, his ex-girlfriend Estelle. Alicia almost lost it. She remembered Estelle. She was all he had spoken of in the early days of their relationship. The bitch had left him at the altar saying that she needed to find herself, she wasn't ready for marriage, blah, blah, blah. Alicia, who had been in love with Adrian for years, had patiently nursed his broken heart, and 6 months later, she was pregnant. She knew he didn't love her the same, but she believed that he would be happy with her. She was sure she knew how to love him and had enough love for both of them. And when she gave him children, he would love her. But now, after giving him the son he had craved, he was leaving her for good. For the woman who had left him at the altar to pursue her career. Alicia cried. She cried so hard the nurse took her to a private room to cry freely, where she wouldn't scare the other patients. Alicia fell on her knees and cried.
He gave me HIV, Lord. He gave me HIV.
She lamented.
I gave him the best of me, faithfulness and 3 beautiful children. And he gave me HIV. What am I going to do now?